covering the great state of Arizona. Welcome. It's the Rosie on the House Show. We're going to start this segment in Tucson with Bob talking saguaros. Welcome to the program.
How you doing?
Very good. What you working on?
I want to move a saguaro cactus from my neighbor's yard into my yard. And I'm wondering, I've never done this before, so I'm wondering what do I have to really watch out for as far as watering, orientation of the cactus when I put it in, that sort of stuff.
Well, you do need to make sure that you mark north or something on the cactus so that it's planted facing the same direction in its new spot as it has been growing all along. If you don't do that, they will get sunburn spots on them or damaged spots. It doesn't always kill them, but you end up with a scar or a bad-looking spot that you may not want.
So I could put a tag into the cactus somehow and locate that as north or something.
Some way, a little chalk mark, something that will come off, tie a piece of flagging tape or ribbon to something, just so you know on the compass orientation which way that was facing in its original location. Secondly, this sounds trite, but I don't know how big this thing is, but be careful. They're really heavy.
5-footer.
5-footer. Is it just a spear? It doesn't have any arms?
No arms.
So that won't be too bad, but again, they're heavier than you think they are. Probably need some help. Probably doesn't hurt to get some carpeting to pad it. So when you dig around it and free it up from the ground, you have something for it to be braced in that's padded so it doesn't cut it, ding it, scar it. And just be prepared that you're going to need – that's not a one-man deal. That's probably two- or three-person activity to move that.
Respectable men.
How far are you moving it?
About 10 miles.
10 miles. So you're going out on the road with it?
Yes.
You might also need to check into whether it needs to be tagged with a permit because, it is a native plant. It is illegal to just go out and harvest those out of the desert without proper licensing and tagging as a native plant. If you were to get caught going down the highway with one or out on the road with it, there could be consequences. I think I would check into that. You can call the Department of Agriculture. And they can, they can get you the right person there to find out what you need to do as far as licensing or a tag. When you go in to buy those at a nursery, they'll have usually a little string with a little metal clip that's the actual tag to it, or a paper tag if it's real new. But they do have to be, authorized and licensed to be transported, I believe.
It sounds like it might just be enough work that it makes sense to go ahead and stop at a nursery and pick one up.
Well, it's not the cheapest plant in the world. A 5 or 6 foot saguaro could be several hundreds of dollars. So it's probably worth moving. I mean, if the guy's giving it away, but
Do it legally. Make sure you do it right.
He could sure drop in Magic Garden and talk to the landscape installers there about tricks and tips. And maybe if he mentions that he heard Magic Garden on there, they might even loan him some of the braces and the carpet and the tie
hand
and string
truck
and the hand truck and everything else. So Magic Garden Nurseries.
Oh, mention Rosie on the House. Tony will come do it for you.
Tony will come do it for you. That's right. Pantano, 22nd Street, a Rosie certified landscape contract. I would certainly do it before the monsoon season swelled that cactus up.
Yeah,
it's been dry.
It's been dry, so it's lighter than it's going to be.
This is going to be as good a time as you can right now.
Right.
From saguaros to vegetable gardens, Mike in Scottsdale, what you working on?
Good morning. I've got a container garden that I'm working on, and I've got some cucumbers and tomatoes, and I'm just not getting any kind of production out of either one, really.
Okay.
What am I doing wrong?
Well, there could be a million things you're doing right or wrong. Are the plants in good quality? Are they green? Are they growing? Are they just sitting there?
They're definitely growing, and there's flowers on the cucumbers. The cucumbers are about a month old now, and I'd say the plants are the size of a basketball or so, and the vines are starting to leaf out. They've got those curly cues that they're trying to grasp on. I put a trellis on them. And I've got some flowers, and I've got a couple of, you know, maybe half-inch, what they look like cucumbers to be, but they've just kind of stalled at that position.
Okay. Well, it sounds like the cucumber's doing fine. They will produce all in going into the summer. Sounds like it's growing, it's blooming, it's starting to set some fruit. Make sure you keep it well fertilized. Things in containers need to be fertilized very regularly because you're constantly watering and leaching out all the nutrients when you have things in a container. So use a good slow-release fertilizer on a regular basis and keep it well fertilized and well watered. I don't think you have any issues there that it sounds like to me, other than patience.
I try not to read the back of the seed packages that say it'll sprout by this time and you've got produce by this time. You could do, the same package of seeds, you could have put everyone in. Half are going to sprout, half are going to produce. I mean, it's just, it's not a foolproof science.
Patience, my friend.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.